This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Homeland Security officials say the number of migrants crossing the southern border has actually gone down since the pandemic-era restrictions expired. There are strong indications that could change quickly. Correspondent Christiane Benavides.
An estimated 60,000 migrants are waiting near the border to start their asylum process. Currently, some 25,000 are in Border Patrol custody.
Cities around the country are bracing for an influx. Here's CBS's Michael George.
In Chicago, angry residents are seeking a restraining order.
How could you do that without consulting us?
To stop the city from turning a former high school into a shelter. Before her last day in office Friday, Mayor Lori Lightfoot accused Congress of inaction.
So the federal government has got to be sending resources, real resources, to cities like Chicago.
In Denver, officials say they've spent $16 million housing asylum seekers, and the federal government has reimbursed less than $1 million of that.
The Moms Demand Action Organization has held a rally in Allen, Texas, 1 week after the outlet mall mass shooting that left 8 people dead and 7 wounded. Maria Rodriguez survived by hiding in a back room.
Fear is not something that we should be looking forward to having and looking forward to seeking therapy for.
On the Gaza Strip, celebration after word of an Egyptian brokered ceasefire deal between Palestinians and Israelis. CBS's Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem.
Israeli analysts said the next few hours would determine if the ceasefire takes hold, but the fact that the Islamist Hamas movement, which controls Gaza, did not get involved makes it more likely. Similar previous ceasefires have lasted for several months to a year.
Ukraine's president is in Berlin after a quick trip to Rome.
Quite the greeting for President Zelensky as he arrived at the home of Italy's president. Zelensky held meetings with top Italian officials in Rome to discuss the Russian war against his country. He also went to the Vatican for an audience with Pope Francis. The 86-year-old pontiff has repeatedly called for peace in Ukraine following Russia's invasion. He also offered to mediate with Moscow. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
It's commencement weekend at the University of Idaho, which has awarded posthumous degrees or certificates to 4 students who were stabbed to death there last November. Former FBI Director Louis Freeh spoke of the resilience of the campus community.
We've gone through a fiscal crisis, a pandemic, and a horrific tragedy that could shatter any community, but did not here.
This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Zogalo Food Truck Park is so much fun. They have such variety in one place. You name it. Ice cream, bagels, sushi, tacos, pizza, to tasty sandwiches, and a fun full bar to boot with some craft cocktails and beers. You can even host a private party or reserve a heated hut. Support local food entrepreneurs with family and friends and taste milk. Open Tuesday through Sunday. Find us at ZocaloMKE.com. That's ZocaloMKE.com.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Zogalo Food Truck Park is so much fun. They have such variety in one place. You name it. Ice cream, bagels, sushi, tacos, pizza, to tasty sandwiches, and a fun full bar to boot with some craft cocktails and beers. You can even host a private party or reserve a heated hut. Support local food entrepreneurs with family and friends and taste Milwaukee. Open Tuesday through Sunday. Find us at ZocaloMKE.com. That's ZocaloMKE.com.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Homeland Security officials say the number of migrants crossing the southern border has actually gone down since the pandemic-era restrictions expired. There are strong indications that could change quickly. Correspondent Christiane Benavides.
An estimated 60,000 migrants are waiting near the border to start their asylum process. Currently, some 25,000 are in Border Patrol custody.
Cities around the country are bracing for an influx. Here's CBS's Michael George.
When Chicago, angry residents are seeking a restraining order.
How could you do that without consulting us?
To stop the city from turning a former high school into a shelter. Before her last day in office Friday, Mayor Lori Lightfoot accused Congress of inaction.
So the federal government has got to be sending resources, real resources, to cities like Chicago.
In Denver, officials say they've spent 16 million housing asylum seekers, and the federal government has reimbursed less than 1 million of that.
The Moms Demand Action Organization has held a rally in Allen, Texas, 1 week after the Outlet Mall mass shooting that left 8 people dead and 7 wounded. Maria Rodriguez survived by hiding in a back room.
Fear is not something that we should be looking forward to having and looking forward to seeking therapy for.
On the Gaza Strip, celebration after word of an Egyptian brokered ceasefire deal between Palestinians and Israelis. CBS's Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem.
Israeli analysts said the next few hours would determine if the ceasefire takes hold, but the fact that the Islamist Hamas movement, which controls Gaza, did not get involved makes it more likely. Similar previous ceasefires have lasted for several months to a year.
Ukraine's president is in Berlin after a quick trip to Rome.
Quite the greeting for President Zelensky as he arrived at the home of Italy's president. Zelensky held meetings with top Italian officials in Rome to discuss the Russian war against his country. He also went to the Vatican for an audience with Pope Francis. The 86-year-old pontiff has repeatedly called for peace in Ukraine following Russia's invasion. He also offered to mediate with Moscow. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
It's commencement weekend at the University of Idaho, which has awarded posthumous degrees or certificates to 4 students who were stabbed to death there last November. Former FBI Director Louis Freeh spoke of the resilience of the campus community.
We've gone through a fiscal crisis, a pandemic, and a horrific tragedy that could shatter any community, but did not here.
This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
He's the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
Where can you go where it's always a standing room only? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal, only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota, standing room only, because you can go to the gumball machine, stick a quarter in there, out come ticket.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
That's the way it is, man. We love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Gerrymandering is not democracy. It's commie government. It's fake government. You have somebody that gets 48% of the vote, and they get 67% of the seats. That is not democracy. It's fake democracy. It's the appearance of law without the reality or the actuality of law.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Anybody running against Trump, if he calls them a nasty name, they should hit him back twice as hard. This is not the Marcus of Queensberry gentleman's rules anymore. In politics, certainly not in the Republican Party. Hit him hard.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Log on civicmedia.us.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. How we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Very little, and we turn off all the lights, and we get out the flashlights, and we turn up the music, and we dance around like crazy. And it dawned on me one day that if somebody happened by the house when it was dark out and we were having these dance parties, they would only see the two grown-ups dancing and not the two-year-old. And then... It also dawned on me that I didn't care because your house is all about the memories you make and the love between the walls. So this is called This House. And it features Shondell Marks on the accordion.
Yeah. Wow.
And there it is.
You can't play that quiet either.
I'm still learning Roll Out the Barrel.
Live at the Devil Slayer is Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets.
I see a ray of sunshine across my table. Coffee is hot, the day is bright, and I'm alive. You're smiling at me for no reason. Well, I sit back and I soak in the love that's in your eyes. In this house we built with brick and stone, we paint the walls and call it home. Don't need fancy things. We'll fill it up with memories. I hear floating down the hallways, we sing and we dance and we laugh like fools on a Friday night. All the neighbors wonder what we're up to, but we don't worry what they think when life's this fine. In this house we built with brick and stone, we paint the walls and call it home. Fancy things, we'll fill it up with memories. Na 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 built with brick and stone. We paint the walls and call it home. No, we don't need fancy things. We'll fill it up with memories. In this house we built with brick and stone, we paint the walls and call it home. No, we don't need fancy things. We'll fill it up with memories. Go, Jen.
Laying down the vocal tracks live in the Devil's Lair presented
by
the
Air. Oh,
and
that's not all.
No.
Oh, man.
So first of all, was that the kazoo? I love kazoos.
Yes, that was like a kazoozophone. It has like a big bell.
It does.
Oh, my gosh.
See, the director, it's loud. The director of fun brings it.
I got so excited when I heard that.
Oh,
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, if you want to call and talk to Jen Chocolate and Bottle Rockets here on Devil Radio.
Mm-hmm. Okay, oops. Guess what? Time to move on to one of the other members of Gin Chocolate Bottle Rockets. Woo. Let's go to Shawnee. Shondell Marks is here.
Hello.
Okay, so Shawnee, you are on the keyboards, and of course we just heard you playing.
Accordion.
Yes, oh, that sounded so good. But your past includes fronting a popular band, Thunder Road.
Yeah, wow. That's a blast from the past.
Yeah, I think you and I have talked about that a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
And of course, you've won a million Mama Awards. And you recently released a piano album.
I did, yes.
And now there's this new band that you're starting to play with called Generation Jones. So tell us about you and, you know, how'd you get here?
Well, I come from a very musical family. My mom's a singer, and she has siblings that are in bands. So family reunions, the guitars would come out, and we would do harmony. So many good memories of being a kid at those family reunions. And then when I was a teenager, like I mentioned earlier, I got a job at the Wisconsin Opry. My choir teacher, that was his summer job. And he invited me up to do some Patsy Cline. My mom taught me Crazy, one of her most beautiful songs, written by Willie Nelson, by the way, a little trivia. And and then I've been in cover bands and met Beth, and she changed my life.
Aww.
Wait, mine too.
Wait, is it because I brought the chapstick in that's kind of like a glue stick?
Oh, yeah. I don't think we took together any photos to share with anybody, so yeah, I was kind of icky.
Now, Shawnee, last time we spoke, 2 years in the Devil's Lair, I said, you know, do your kids, they know you're like a big rock star and around this state, and you were like, they don't care.
They don't care.
What is 2 years later? Anything change?
No, they still don't care.
They don't still don't care.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah. No, wait, that's not true, though.
Yeah, that's like my daughter. She has a teacher who has one of my albums, and she walked into one of her classrooms, and she was like, I think this is my mom's. And I asked her, I was like, were you embarrassed? And she was like, no, I was proud of you.
Aww.
So she's a sweetheart. But she doesn't, you know, she doesn't want to let on that I'm in any way cool. So.
Portage High School,
yes.
There's some.
Hey, everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good.
This Generation Jones mentioned.
Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good. Band.
It feels really good. We just had our first gig last Thursday at Toffler's in New Glarus. So it felt like the old days where we would just play a big, loud bar gig. But yeah, Mike Massey, Kyle Henderson of the Producers, Mauro Magellan of the Georgia Satellites. He has a bunch of chickens and quails, and he's always bringing chicken eggs to the practices for everybody.
Bonus!
Is he bringing the chickens too, or are we working the chickens in the band?
Yeah, maybe we'll ramp up to the chickens, yes. And then Mike Ripp too, he's also in that band. He's a great guitarist. Yeah, it's feeling good.
Are you doing originals or writing your own stuff?
We do some of, because each one of us are songwriters, so we're doing some originals. But mostly at this point, we're doing a lot of classic rock like David Bowie and the Beatles, some Pat Benatar.
Nice.
We threw some Sheryl Crow in there, too. So
Have you sent an email to Rocker to get on this show called The Devil's Lair on Saturday nights? Who? Ooh, Rocker.
Yeah, we got to make that happen, just, Rocker. Come on.
Just asking for a friend.
Please, yeah. I'm right there with you.
Shawnee, are you chocolate or gin?
Oh. Oh. Well.
Because we know who Bottle Rocket is. Pew, pew.
Yes, the head of
the
fun patrol.
Is that a Star
Wars
reference?
Yes, we like to say that we take turns, but usually, I mean, Jen doesn't really give up her title very often. But generally, I'm the chocolate because I'm like sweet and quiet and smooth. But every once in a while, I get a little spicy with the gin.
That is good stuff, you guys.
All right. Well, now tell us about Mr. Shondell.
Mr.
Who's
Shondell.
He?
Oh, wow.
He would, ooh, who's he?
He would be. That would be fun. I'll have to tell him that you told him that you called him that. Mr. Shondell. Yeah. He's a wonderful human. I fell in love with him 5 years ago, and I don't know. I don't. How much do you want to know?
He's super cute, too.
I will say this. He lived around the world. He lived in L.A. for several years. He grew up in Baraboo, and when he was 15, he moved out to California and then just lived around the world. And he moved back to Baraboo to be with his grandparents who were aging.
Oh.
And so he's like, oh, my God, we have, like, the Reese Witherspoon movie line where he comes back to his hometown and he falls in love with the small-town girl. So
perfect.
Yeah.
There's a song there or something.
There is.
Yeah.
There have been several.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Let's get back to live music with Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets in The Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is from your trio tribute show happening on Mother's Day at the High Noon Saloon in Madison. It's Jolene by Dolly Parton. Why did you choose this song?
Oh, why did we choose this song? Because I love this song. This
I would
is,
say, why not?
Yes. This is one of Dolly's best.
Sorry, Rocker, that was just me.
I like that answer, Terry.
Let's check it out right now. It's Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets.
Like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep. There's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. And I can easily understand, you can easily take my Jolene, I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
He's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. Happiness depends on you, whatever you decide to do, Jolene. I beg you, love you, please don't take my man. Jolene, please don't take him even though you can.
So good. So awesome.
Wow.
Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets live in the Devil's Lair. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY if you'd like to call up and ask him a question. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Take a breath, and we'll be back live in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
Don't take them just because you care.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Today's random thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. You ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all first Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
Where can you buy goods from around the globe, knowing your purchases also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end human trafficking by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person Fridays and Saturdays at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. Ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Hey, music lovers, Sims DP here, asking you to join me and my band, Harmonious Whale, for a trip of a lifetime to Ireland. August 12th through the 21st, we'll visit the west coast of Ireland and head up to the beautiful counties of Donegal, Mayo, and Clare. So please join Harmonious Whale for a musical tour of Ireland. For more details, you can visit harmoniouswhale.com. That's harmonious, W-A-I-L.com. See you on the bus.
Jimmy K here for the spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with thespaceship.tv. Thespaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at thespaceship.tv today. Thespaceship.tv.
You are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night. Hope you're having a good one. Happy Mother's Day to all the mamas out there. We're live in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. You can find more at movetomadison.com. It's the Devil's Lair on. So I'm playing this. I'm teasing this because I love it. I'm going to embarrass Beth. All right. Rocker, are you with us there? I mean, we're doing a radio show. That's all. You just have to say hi.
Hello.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Jimmy?
Oh, all right. Gosh, you guys are too funny.
Hi, Terry Barr. How are you doing?
Hi, Jimmy. I am loving this. It was funny because, you know, it feels a little cool in here tonight, and I'm always warm. And Shawnee asked me earlier, do you have goosebumps? But now I really have had goosebumps throughout the entire performance.
Well, let me before we jump let me just remind everybody that coming up at 10 o'clock tonight is Max Inc. Heavy, 2 hours of the best original heavy punk hard
and
rock.
Tell us about a special thing that you did.
We got an interview with Larry and Tyler and the sound guy,
Ben,
thank you, Terry, from Maybash. Maybash is, of course, happening Memorial Day weekend out in Ryo, Wisconsin. It's a great interview. Check it out. Appreciate those guys. Plus, I've got a lot of music from Maybash bands from this year and years past.
Nice. What time is your Maybash interview?
10:30.
Okay, perfect.
There you go.
Thanks, Jimmy K.
You're welcome. What's happening here?
I don't know.
Beth Kelly.
Yeah, okay, rocker's going.
You have a musical resume longer than a devil's tail.
Whoa.
Fronting rock bands, running the Mama Awards show, and one of the founders and directors of Girls Rock Camp.
Yay!
Who is Beth Kelly, and where does she find the time to do all this?
There's this thing called caffeine, and I rely on that heavily. Yeah, who am I? I guess I identify first as a songwriter, and I enjoy just being musical with people that I love. So that's my story.
You've had direct influence, direct help mixing albums for so many musicians around the Madison area.
Yes,
here.
I do have a studio in my basement that I really love working with. Different people.
What are two bands that you've worked with or two artists that you've worked with recently that you're excited about?
Well, you know, it's funny. After like COVID, I kind of shut the studio down and I haven't really been doing any big projects. Although the most recent one that I helped out with was Lucky Vita's last record, which was just phenomenal. And it was kind of fun because he is so electronically influenced and he comes in with all these like really cool electronic sounds, and that's definitely different than my vibe, but he sought me out because not only because we're good friends, but because he really wanted to blend the I'm like, well, I put a microphone in front of a guitar, what the hell are you doing on the computer over there, right? So it kind of freaked me out when he asked me to help him, but he's like, no, I really want to get the mix of these sounds. And so it was a really fun project to work on. So
nice. You know, we were talking earlier about who's got the gin, the chocolate, the bottle rockets. So now I think we have, you know, by getting
processing
rid of exactly your gin.
That's true.
How did this happen? Like, where did this all come from?
Okay, so it's funny. I mean, I do enjoy drinking the gin occasionally, but so Girls Rock Camp, we used to do this show where we covered the songs that the girls wrote in the summer, and we were at one of our rehearsals for this Girls Rock cover band thing we were doing. And our drummer for that show was Nikki Sund, who plays with all sorts of... She's in Ladies Must Swing and A Teme Vu, and just a phenomenal local drummer. And we were talking about how Shawnee and I were doing some duo things. And we're like, we don't know what to call ourselves. But see, here's a funny little fact about Shawnee is in the month of February, you know, sometimes you get a little bit stir crazy in Wisconsin. And you need tools to get through the winter.
Yeah.
And so Shawnee keeps gin and chocolate in her purse in the month of February.
Oh.
Kind of like, you know, break in case of emergency.
Exactly.
And so Nikki jokingly said, you should call yourselves Gin and Chocolate. And we're like, we should. Because it fit for so many reasons. But then when Jen joined the band,
along comes a bottle rocket.
Right, we can't be a duo and two like gin and chocolate and then a third person on stage, because people be like, well, what is that? So I texted Shawnee and I was like, well, we can't be gin and chocolate with a trio. What should we do? And just backing up, when Jen played this Chick Singer Night event with us 10 years ago now, we were doing a Janis Joplin cover of Bobby McGee, and Jen was dancing very excitedly on stage, and I may have been on my knees playing guitar, rocking out, and Jen might have punched me in the head, and I was like seeing birds and stars for a moment, but I was like, I love her, and I want to be in a band with her now. And so that's, you know, so I texted Shawnee.
When in doubt, hit them over the head.
Right.
And I said,
one lump or two.
We need a third thing. And Shawnee said, well, how about gin, chocolate, and bottle rockets? And I was like, perfect. It'll, you know, goes with the stars that I saw after Jen punched me in the head.
I see, like, the sky lighting up with fireworks behind
yes,
right now.
Absolutely.
And you know what? I just thought of something, actually. How we name the band is sort of how we roll now.
It's totally how
because,
is.
You know, Beth was like, what do you think of this? I'm like, I'm like, how about Bottle Rocket? She's like, I love it. You know, like, we did not overthink it. We just went with it.
Yep.
And we show each other love, and we just support each other in our decisions creatively and everything.
Yeah, yeah, so absolutely.
Good. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Beth, I'm going to ask you, obviously, you're a mom, and Mr. Beth, and you have kids, and you all make beautiful pictures, but you also have beautiful dogs. I love your dogs.
Yes. Okay, so I have one human child whose name is Gus. He's 12.
I'm glad we didn't leave him out.
Right, exactly. I have to acknowledge him because I did carry him in my stomach.
Hi, Gus.
Hi, Gus. He's not listening.
He's not listening.
No, don't you ever forget that, Gus.
That's right. However, I do have two fur babies, Lewis and Roger. Lewis is a 10-year-old pit bull, but he looks kind of like a yellow lab.
Yeah, he
mutt.
Does.
He's a bull Shepherd chow mix. I mean, he's like 6 different dogs. And like, I had the Embark testing done on him, DNA testing done for Christmas. And he was like 6 different dogs smashed together. But then at the bottom it said 4% super mutt. So I'm just going with super mutt.
I tell you what, he is the master of putting eyeliner on himself.
Oh, I mean, all the girls envy Lewis's eyeliner. He's gorgeous. He's like, basically, he looks like a yellow lab with like beautiful, like kind of yellowish brown eyes with these really dark eyeliner. It's amazing.
Beth and I share the same vet, and even the vet mentioned
his eyeliner
to me.
Oh, separately. My gosh.
Yes. So Lewis is like super chill. Like, most mornings I find him at the foot of my bed with his head actually under the bed, and he just kind of lays there. And then there's Roger, who's the 2-year-old golden retriever who's like 80 pounds of fluff and not really a lot of brain parts, but he's the sweetest thing. But he did try to break my arm a couple days ago, so sort of cursing him, but he's so sweet, you can't be mad at him because he's super cute. And he and Lewis are like the straight man and the comedian, they're just hysterical together.
And they're listening right now.
Yeah. You know, yes, they are. They're like, hey, it's mom. Mom's on the radio.
They're very proud of me.
And the next question I'm supposed to ask you is about your new album, Beth. Yeah. But you know what? We're going to take this opportunity to tease the fact that you're coming back to Backstage Radio next week.
Yes.
And we'll talk about the new Beth Keighley album then. Yes. What about Girls Rock Camp, though? We got to talk about that.
Yes, Girls Rock Camp is like my whole life. It's my favorite place to be. It's a camp for girls ages 8 to 18. They don't have to have any musical experience. They show up. We provide an instrument. We teach them how to play it. We put them in bands with 4 other kids that they just met on instruments they just learned how to play, and they write a song together, and then they rock out in front of hundreds of screaming fans at the end of the experience.
So
and
true.
It's so much fun. And we actually have a ladies' rock version, which Terry Barr has been a part of on multiple occasions.
Yes.
We've been in bands together twice at least now.
I did drums that time with you.
It's so much fun. It's like the coolest thing. I mean, really, our mission with the organization is to empower the kids that come through our camp and the, you know, the adult folks that come through our camp with Ladies Rock Camp.
Yes.
Music is the vehicle, but we just show them like,
hey,
it makes
you feel so powerful.
It really does. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, here's a safe space where you can be creative and collaborate with other people and build each other up. Cause sometimes the world out there is kind of a rough place, but here it's safe and you rock and we love you.
So. In the last Ladies Rock Camp, we actually have a mutual acquaintance, Beth, Lisa Gary.
Oh, Lisa.
I've known Lisa for years.
Yes. Did you come to the showcase and see her be the lead singer?
I did not, because I didn't know it was happening until it was happening.
She crushed
it. I'm so happy for her.
Oh, my God, I love her. Yeah, yeah, we had a blast. Yes, she's awesome. It's so much fun.
Beth Keighley changes lives. I don't know if you're aware of that, but it's so true.
Well, that's very sweet.
Good.
Well, let's get back to live music.
Yeah.
With Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets in The Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you're playing for us tonight is called Born to Run by Emmylou Harris. I was thinking Springsteen.
I was too.
Tell us about this song.
Well, this is an Emmylou Harris song that I wish I had written.
Oh, what a bone.
You'll get it when you hear the words.
Okay.
One.
Just put on
get ahead of the rest. And all that I wanted was to be the best, just to feel free and to be someone. I was born to be fast, I was born to run, I was born to run, to get ahead of the rest. And all that I wanted was to be the best, just to feel free and to be someone.
Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets live in the Devil's Lair. Hey, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY if you want to call and wish the ladies happy Mother's Day. We got about 10 minutes left here in the Devil's Lair.
This has gone so fast.
It sure has.
Incredible. Okay, you guys, living in harmony as a band. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Tell us about this concept. Does it actually exist? Okay, now I'm going to tell you, Rocker wrote this part in here. Or is it utopian, like a dream, like communism?
Wasn't communism a utopian dream?
Before we were supernovas and nebula.
Okay, let's stick with...
All right, you know, I'm just taking a class in creative writing, so... Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. Come on, guys.
Rocker, wait. Actually, I was going to ask you, Rocker, could we use that intro on our website?
That is beautiful.
So you can.
Like, there were, like, astrophysics going on.
Oh, my
beautiful.
Gosh.
It was beautiful.
Okay, well, tell us about living in harmony.
Well, really, the concept of, like... of harmony, of, yes, of being able to sing together really brings forth a lot of elements of living. You know, you need purpose and you need partnership and presence in order to create harmony. So we actually have talked about it and researched it quite a bit. And
And it's not just how we work together as a band, but it's kind of, as Jen was saying, it's something you can take out into the world. And so we just gave a talk at Oregon High School. We have a whole retreat built around this concept. And so it's just kind of trying to take what has made us last for 9 years as a band together. And, you know, I mean, it's funny. I had a woman come up to me at our show at Willersheim the other day. She's like, I don't know how you're in a band with two other women. And I was like, what? How can you not be in a band? Because she had tried it. And she's like, it just doesn't work.
Oh.
And I'm like, well, you know, it's not that we haven't had hard times, but we work through it because we have a common purpose, and we are there for each other. We show up for each other, and we get through this tough stuff together. And
yeah, and we each have our strengths, and we each, you know, have our talents, and we let each other shine where we need to shine. Oh, so.
And it's so obvious just watching all of you. And I think I mentioned that earlier, the faces, the smiles, the connecting. And if an audience feels that from you, that's got to feel so good.
It's the best.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, I know I can.
Goosebumps again.
I know I can feel it in the harmonies. I mean, yes, they are together. Mm-hmm. Well, let's get back to some more live music with Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets live in the Devil's Lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group. This next song, it's a cover of a cover.
Oh, it's a cover of a cover.
Desperado.
Yes.
We know who first covered it. How about you guys?
Well, so Linda Ronstadt covered this song for the Eagles, and actually her band was created because of Linda Ronstadt. They were her backing band, and that's how they met.
So, Linda Ronstadt is responsible for the Eagles.
That is
wow.
True.
That is incredible.
I did not know that.
That's one in the air for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's hear it.
It's Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets live in the Devil's Lair.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. Oh, you're a hard one, I know. You've got your reasons. These things somehow. Don't you draw the queen of diamonds, boy. She'll beat you.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? Come down from your fences. Open the gate. It may be raining, but there's a rainbow above you. You better let
Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets live in the Devil's Lair. Dare I say, that was definitely better than the Eagles version.
Oh, dare you say it? Yes.
I'm going to say it. Wow, that was pretty
hard
awesome.
To believe it's live.
Yeah, oh, no doubt. Fantastic. Wow. Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. Someone tell us the details real quick about tomorrow night.
It's actually tomorrow afternoon. We're doing a matinee show.
Which is our favorite.
Yes.
We can be in bed by 8:30.
This is a late night for us tonight. High Noon, the High Noon Saloon, 2:30. Bring your mamas, bring your babies.
Aww. Bring your friends.
There you go.
Yeah.
And that's at the High Noon?
Yes.
One more time with
High
the
Noon? In Madison.
High Noon in Madison.
Mm-hmm. Doors at 2, show at 2:30.
Yeah.
Tickets available at the door.
Okay. Yeah.
And what we heard tonight, this is kind of a sample of what you guys are going to be doing.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Ugh, so good.
any other shows on the calendar for Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets?
Absolutely. We have tons of shows coming up outdoors at wineries and local festivals. Check out our website, ginchocolateandbottlerockets.com, or Facebook or Instagram.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for coming in and playing live in the Devil's Lair.
Amazing.
It's awesome to see you all and amazing.
Do we have enough time to have this last song?
We have about 3 minutes. Oh. So the floor, it belongs to you all.
Okay, so this song is called Lean. And another original from Gin, Chocolate, Bottle Rockets. Tell us about it and then give us a taste of it.
This is the title track off of our album. That's all you need to know.
I slapped your wrist when you slammed the door. Told you, girl, don't you make a scene. They laughed when the music made you cry, and at the times you had to dance and say. You heard that big girls never cry, so you stifled every scream. You've been giving them the upper hand, and they saw your moment of weakness. You bought their words faithfully, don't fall apart. Don't let them see where you held back, and you kept your head. But what about your heart? What about your heart? You've got to lean into it. All the crime and the clutter in your head. All the fear and the longing left unsaid. Don't shut them out. You've got to say what you mean. All the joy, all the pain, the in-between. Don't be afraid of what you're feeling. You've got to lean. Lean into it. All the years have swallowed time, and it's lonely on your throne. All the cries you held inside echo off the empty wall. The burden of perfection has taken its toll. You don't have to live a lie. Take my hand, forget your pride. Let go, I wanna scare your head. Just listen to your heart.
listen to your heart.
You've got to
lean into it. All the crime and the clutter in your head, all the fear and the longing left unsaid.
Don't shut them out.
You've got to say what you mean. All the joy, all the pain.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on enjoymtpleasant.org.
If you're grilling this weekend, be sure to have plenty of artisan hearth buns and rolls on hand. Fancy equipment and secret sauces are great, but once you've mastered the basics, it's all about the bun. Your perfectly grilled burgers and hot dogs deserve the best, and with several varieties to choose from, including Wisconsin brat buns, gourmet brioche, French, and onion rolls, the bakers of Artisan Hearth have the buns and rolls your family will love. Artisan Hearth, locally baked, delivered fresh daily.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King in Orlando, Homeland Security.